Jamie Ross has been coming to Sitka from Homer every March for more than 20 years. But this year, for the first time, he didn't make the trip.
I'm just really kind of devastated personally, and my whole family. We just love coming to Sitka every year just because...
Ross's boat is the Shadowfax. And yes, for you Lord of the Rings fans, it's named after Gandalf's horse. He fishes for herring all over the state, in Kodiak and Togiak, but Sitka is his favorite.
For me, fishing's a way of life. It's not just a paycheck, and it's not just a job. And so, and I usually bring my family with me every year. My wife and kids have always come with me since they were little, you know, babes in arms, literally. And
so how come this year the Shadowfax stayed home? In a word, cost. Herring prices are famously up and down. In the late 80s and 90s, Sitka's Sacro herring fleet saw prices that regularly topped $1,000 a ton. The price peaked in 1990 at more than $2,000 a ton. That's about $3,800 in today's dollars. And over the past 35 years, the price has averaged out to about $660 a ton. But last year, the price was down to $180. And Ross says the rumor was this year it could go even lower.
And for us to come from Homer, it's typically about almost $15,000 just in fuel. And then, insurance, maybe another $10,000 and groceries for a month and mortgage, et cetera, et cetera.
Ross did the math, assuming, say, $100 a ton.
Yeah, I'd lose like 10 grand just to even go.
So this year, the 48 permit holders in the Sacro fishery agreed to work together, the first time the fleet has gone co-op because of the price. And only about two dozen permit holders actually made the trip to Sitka. Ross was one of those who stayed home. He'd get a percentage of the proceeds, but someone else would catch his share. Someone like Joe Lindholm.
This is, like I said, this is uncharted waters.
Lindholm fished for himself and two other permit holders.
We're trying something because the economics of the fishery has fallen so far down. And if we all came up here competitively and did what we've always done and love to do, incidentally, it just, it didn't hardly make sense.
Heck of a business, eh?
That's Gunnar Knapp. He heads the Institute of Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage. I called him up to talk about what's caused the drop in herring prices this year. And Knapp says the key point is that there's pretty much just one market for Sitka's herring roe, or eggs. Japan. Almost all of Sitka's roe goes to make kazunoko, a traditional New Year's treat. In fact, the Sitka fishery was essentially created to fill that market after Japan's herring stocks collapsed in the 1960s. That means the price in Sitka depends in large part on what's happening across the Pacific. And right now, one of the things that's happening is the rise of the dollar.
So I'm just making a note. Wow.
Knapp is looking at how the exchange rate has changed in the past year.
My God, okay.
And it's changed a lot. Right now, the dollar is up against most other currencies, including the Japanese yen and the euro, largely because the U.S. economy is doing better than most economies worldwide. Knapp says that last year at this time, $1 was worth about 100 yen. Now, $1 is worth 120 yen.
If I am the buyer and I'm sent by my company, buy, 1,000 tons of this, and I say, well, what am I authorized to pay? And they say, well, you're authorized to pay, X yen per kilo. And then if those yen are a smaller number of dollars, then, it's less dollars.
Then there's also a lot of roe already on the market. Big quotas in Sitka and Togiak mean fishermen have caught a lot of herring in recent years. The two fisheries produce slightly different kinds of roe, but Sandy Suter of Alaska General Seafoods says at a certain point, it doesn't matter.
When you get into an oversupply situation, it's just roe on the market. It's just eggs available for sale in Japan.
And then there are the long-term trends. According to anthropologist Shingo Hamada, who gave a presentation recently in Sitka, imports to Japan peaked in the late 80s and 90s, when the Japanese economy was booming. Businesses would buy kazunoko gift boxes in bulk to give to partners and to public officials during New Year's celebrations. That buying declined with the slowdown in the Japanese economy and a crackdown on corporate gift-giving, Hamada says. Plus, kazunoko is a traditional food, and younger consumers just eat less of it. All of that adds up to a weak market and a more mellow experience on the fishing grounds. Joe Lindholm says it was actually kind of nice to take a break from combat fishing.
By golly, I don't think anybody got a ticket. and nobody's getting sued, and nets aren't being run over, and skiffs aren't being turned over, and dents aren't happening in boats, I'd say there's a lot of good things happening right now.
Or, depending on your livelihood, some not-so-good things. A less competitive fishery means less risk for fishermen, but fewer boats means fewer crew members. It means fewer tenders, because seiners are carrying their own fish to the dock. And it means fewer spotter planes, because boats don't need pilots overhead giving them an edge. Jamie Ross says that's one reason he resisted going co-op in the past.
You're talking a lot of people's livelihoods here as pilots, tendermen, crew members. I mean, that's a big economic impact for Sitka as a town.
The final price for 2015 herring isn't yet set. Often, processors and buyers will negotiate until they see the results from all of Alaska's fisheries. And Alaska fishermen have had some good news. Canadian fishermen in British Columbia only caught about half of their quota this year. That means less herring on the market and maybe a slightly higher price than expected just a few weeks ago. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.